Welcome to the Gunnersville Grassroots Podcast. Today is March the 20th, 2024, and Mr. Trey Swindle has made his way back into the studio.
I'm back. Been gone a minute. Not too long this time, but I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. Back for a little while.
Well, I think we were just talking about it before we started. May 7th, or until about May 1st, I'll be home, first week of May.
Now, there's not another ABT 100 to weigh off, and it's
June. Yep.
Okay. So, so Trey's back. Trey is our guest today. I just had too much going on to really line anybody else up. And I'm like, well, we've both been fishing, so we can talk fishing for a little while. And I ran into Trey at the Freedom Marine Tournament this past Saturday. He beat his Uncle G.
Kind of.
We'll get into that here in a minute. So, overall, you know, fishing's been pretty good. I talked to somebody today. I don't remember who it was that said that this cold front that we're getting over had knocked the water back down into the mid-50s.
Yep. I was up there yesterday, and it was like 55.
55.
Yep.
Had it affected the bite?
A little bit, but not really too bad that I noticed. I mean, it's just getting that time of the year where, like, they're locking down on beds, so everything's kind of slowing down. So, like, and I went up and looked for some on bed, and there's still some laying around, even though
it got
cold, yeah. And I bet a whole nother wave pulled up today, you know, with this warm weather, because I bet by the end of the day it's back up in the 60s, yeah. You know.
Once the trees start blooming and the dirt gets warm, it just kind of starts happening. And that was something that I noticed. I got out just a little bit last Wednesday before the Freedom Tournament. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of sucked that afternoon for me, but I was looking in the wrong places.
Yeah.
You know, I kept looking where they had been. And then on Saturday, about 9 o'clock in the morning, when we'd caught two keepers throwing a chatterbait and a rattle trap, and I looked at Tom Ott, my buddy that I was with, and I said, maybe we need to move just a little. He goes, you know, I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you basically just pulled up there. You could see that grass line up there, and you sit up there a little closer and you go, oh, okay. Yep. And if it had ever gotten sunny and slick,
the weights would have been.
I think it would have been, yeah. Because it took Jason Whitehead, who is a guide, and his partner, Greg Grodner. I don't know. I messed it up. I apologize. They had almost 25 pounds, mm-hmm. you know, and beat a field of 183 boats, I think is what they told me.
Yeah, the weights were kind of, which I think it was the weather. They're locking down on bed, and the weather wasn't right for sight fishing. You know, we couldn't see them or whatnot. Like, had the sun come out, I feel like the weights would have been higher, but the top weights didn't really impress me too much. I kind of figured going in with the way they were biting, it would take more, but there was still so many 20-pound bags on down the line.
Yeah, I lost count. Fifth place is as far as I went on this list that I printed, but it was almost 23.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's,
there was a lot of, like, low 20 bags.
Yeah, and you were 19, almost 20, and I had 17 and change. So let's just go ahead and talk about this. So this tournament, I talked about it some on the last podcast, you know, it had crazy payouts, which is really why a lot of us show up. You know, you better to be lucky than good.
Yep.
So
yep.
Unless you're Trey Swindle. You know, the 10th, 20th, 30th, all the way to 100th paid $1,000. Is that right?
Yep.
And then every fifth place paid $500. And it paid a normal, like, 1 through 20.
1 through 20 got paid every fifth place. And after that got $500 every zero.
And 100th place paid the same as first.
Yep,
which was
grand.
$5,000. And John Dalton Miller, that works at Waterfront, got that.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't know that till a day or so ago, and I saw that, and I went, "Well, that lucky dog." So, hey, but again, that's you know, if you're going to have a crappy day, why not let your whatever
that's
you
a
had 12, 13,
to do it, yeah.
Yeah. So Mr. Swindle over here had a decent day, had almost 20 pounds, ended up in 21st place.
Yep, missed $1,000.
Missed $1,000 by 2 ounces. Tell the rest of the story.
Well, we'll just start from the very beginning. So I was like debating on going to practice on Wednesday, so I ended up going, and I was like, I'm just going to go look around, because I have not been out here in forever. I've just been out of town, haven't had time to go. When I got back home, I was just kind of tired.
It's what girlfriends do to you.
Yeah, so I had been going down to Auburn and all that, so hadn't got time to go, and I was like, I better go and just look around. So I go on Wednesday, and I'm fishing around my buddy Zach. He's down from New York, and I was like, let's just jump in this tournament. We'll go look around on Wednesday. So we get out there, bouncing around, checking some places. It was going pretty good, and all of a sudden, you know, what boat means, break out another 1,000, all of a sudden my motor just wouldn't crank. I'm like, well, you know, here we go. You're fishing with a Swindle. This is what you got to deal with. So we're broke down about 10 miles from the ramp. Can't figure out how to get back. Nobody will answer the phone that I feel like's anywhere near it, and G's out of town. So anyways, we finally get the boat back. So I'm broke down in my boat. So we have to fish into my buddy Zach's boat. Thankfully, we had another boat to fish out of. So we practice on Thursday. I think we found, I don't know, 10 or 15 fish on bed. We thought we could catch, you know, mid to maybe high 20s if we had it to ourselves. And so I'm like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good about it. We'll just catch them on a chatterbait. So on Saturday, we put in, blast off, fished in the grass for a little bit, thought we could get a quick start on a chatterbait, catch 17, 18 pounds, and it didn't happen. So we go sight fishing and catch right at 20 pounds, basically. Get back to the boat ramp, finish 21st, and then they're giving out prize money and stuff. They give away a bunch of rods and reels also at this tournament. That's why I like it. It's, everybody seems to get something, you know, so it's fun for everybody. So I told Zach, I said, man, we sat here for this long. We might as well sit here and get our check. He's like, all right, because at that time I thought we were getting a check because the leaderboard was kind of wonky. It wasn't refreshed and all that, so it was kind of acting up. So we thought we were getting paid. Well, they start calling out checks and stuff, and they get down to 20th, and I'm like, dadgum, where are we at? Like, they ain't called our name yet. Well, 20th place. I can't remember who got 20th. Well, we didn't get paid. We finished 21st, so we missed out on $1,000 by 2 ounces. Then they proceed to start giving away more prize money, and they're like, hey, these are Phoenix boat owners. We're going to give away. They draw five random Phoenix boat owners to win $1,000. And I looked at my buddy Zach, and I said, hey. And he said, don't say it. I said, what do you mean? He said, don't say what you're about to say. I said, they're about to call my name out. We ain't in my boat. It sure is beep. About the third one.
I don't have a beeper.
We don't have a beeper. I had to make my own. Sure as crap, about the third one they called out, Trey Swindle. And guess what? I was not in that day because my boat decided to break down. My boat. So I had to hand $1,000 cash back to the tournament director. So I missed out on $1,000 because I wasn't in my boat. And I missed out on another $1,000 by 2 ounces.
Quite the day. So yeah, he went up there. I looked and I went, well, Trey's getting $1,000 for the Phoenix. And then he gave it back. And I went, what in the world? So I went over there and talked to him. And he goes, man, my boat messed up and they couldn't get it fixed yet. And I'm not in it. And I just couldn't take it. And I'm like, oh, that hurts.
Yep. Yep. Because I called Mo over at Freedom and I'm like, hey, man, my boat broke down. Like, is there any way that we could get it fixed for this weekend? And because when I signed up, like, obviously we were going to fish out of my boat. I got all my waypoints. My buddy Zach ain't got no waypoints and the Phoenix money. That's the whole point for the Freedom tournament, too. I was like, that's why we're going to do it. And Mo was like, man, we can try our best, but we're just, you know, we're wrapped up. I'm not sure we could get to it. And he said, long story short, they couldn't get to it. He said, we can get to it Monday. I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. I didn't think nothing about it. Sure as crap. And I'm like, and then my uncle wins money, and I'm like, dadgum.
Yeah,
he got
25th, so he won 500.
Yeah, and I'm like, I beat you, and you won money, and I won nothing.
And
I
he
spent
caught a
money.
Tag that week.
I know. I'm out of all the people that catches a freaking tag bass. I will say, though, he's been on it for the last couple of years. He's wanted to catch one so bad, and he hadn't done it.
Well, he caught
so
one
he
that he was looking
did.
At year yep. before, last year or year before, whichever one it was, and like you said, he had been like, I mean, he used to go on his videos and say, I'm going to catch one of these.
Yep.
He was bounding.
He was
now he's got it figured out. We might as well put him on the payroll.
Yeah, I called him yesterday to see what he was doing. He's like, I'm out here on Gunnersville. I'm trolling around looking for him on bed, some that's got a tag in him. And I kind of thought he was joking. And he was like, no, I'm being serious. He said, I found 10 or 20 on bed, but I just haven't found one with a tag in it, so I ain't even fished for one yet. He was looking for one on bed with a tag in it.
That's funny. Now, there's a group of guys that caught one last year that are live bait fishermen. They're mm-hmm. retired gentlemen. Super nice guy. A guy named Greg Riddle and his partner, Jeff Statham, I think. And I've talked to him a little bit over time since Greg caught a tag last year. And so he's a nice guy. I just enjoy talking to him. And so they're out there live bait fishing with one purpose. And that's to catch a tag fish.
Catch a tag fish.
And they're catching fish, you know, but so he's telling me they're catching these big ones. I'm like, you're catching too many big ones, you know. I said, we're tagging little ones. You got to use smaller minnows or something.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's right.
And the crappie guys, you know, so all the crappie guys are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's strictly a fun luck thing. I do get a kick out of the people that are out there looking for them.
Yeah.
And I said this on the last podcast. I said, to the best of my knowledge, you cannot see that tag on LiveScope yet.
Yep. Yep. So, as of right now, I need to make it a little bit longer.
Put metal in them.
Maybe reflect a little bit on LiveScope.
I think probably not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I say that's not really my money, but I got a feeling the guy that runs this is going to be like, no. We're out on that. So
you'd have everybody trolling around out there in the middle looking for a tag hanging off one.
Aren't they already?
Yeah. They don't even have to have a tag. Everybody just go out there and drop the trolling motor.
And I ask Victory Sportsman and Waterfront, you know, what the top baits they're selling right now were, and it was still rattle baits and chatter baits and then some forward facing sonar heads. I guess there's a million of those now. I don't know. I use a ball head and I still suck at it. So plastics have come into play because all of a sudden last week, despite the fact it had been cold on and off, fish went on the bed. So it is, if you like looking for bedding fish, it is your time. And there was another guy that I paid a tag to, and I had not met him before, Keith Pendercraft, and he listens to the podcast. He told me he did. Said he just loved sight fishing when I met him, paid him. And he actually, he said, I can't wait. It's so close. You know, he lives on the water, I think. And, you know, he didn't talk about trying to find tags, but he said that was his favorite thing to do.
Really?
Yeah. He said it was his favorite thing to do. And I'm like, you know, I just don't do a whole lot of it. He goes, how do you not do that?
Yeah, I love it. That's another thing I didn't even mention about all my luck in the Freedom Tournament, or really in life in general. I just seem to have bad luck. And everybody's like, it'll turn around. Well, I want to know when, because it ain't done it yet. But we were fishing that Freedom Tournament, and we had a bunch on bed. And one of them was just really, really obvious. And it was like a 3 or 4 pounder, maybe 3.5, close to 4. I don't know. Anyways, I sat there working it forever, and we had a 3 pounder in there. I'm like, heck, it'll give us a little bit. You know, we'll get to right or over 20. So I'm working it, and I hit her in the tail with it. And she turns right back around and sucks it straight in. And I jerk, and I'm reeling her to the boat, and a boat flipper, and she's hooked right outside the mouth. And I'm like, can't do it.
Does that matter in that tournament?
I don't know if it was. Most tournaments it is, yeah. You know, and I was like, but it wasn't like it was snagged, but it was just, you know, hooked outside the mouth. So we had to throw a coil back too. So, yeah, that's just my luck.
And Trey Swindle luck, the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, it just never fails. It's kind of like I expect it now. It's kind of enjoyable. I just, you know, wait to see what's going to happen next. I don't know. Maybe my truck will break down.
Easy. You're a long ways from home pulling a boat right now. Yeah, so
you're exactly right. I'm going to wait till I get home to say that.
Yeah, no doubt. So we had the Angler's Choice group here. It's amazing we could catch a fish after that. I mean, there was 260 boats of those guys. I think 3 or 4 of them caught tags that were registered, never fails. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys, of course, they come fish for 10 days.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, that's a lot of fishing for us. Yeah. For us people that work and go once or twice a week, that's like 2 months worth of fishing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I told you beforehand, I didn't think the weights were that good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took almost 45 pounds for 2 days to win. And I'm like, well, that's 22. So,
yeah.
But you know, the weather was changed on them and things. And
they got delayed on the second day.
They got delayed by fog on the second day. But the second day, somebody still had almost 28 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
I never seen what.
I think he ended up second or third. Mm-hmm. But I think the big fish might have been a 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're not in that cycle. We're not seeing a whole lot of those, but there's a lot of 4 to 6s.
Yeah, there's so many 4 pounders in here. It's ridiculous.
But they, you know, those guys, there was 260 boats of them. And I wished I had printed this out. I'm just totally unprepared today, so I'll apologize for that. But like, the number of 16 to 18, 20-pound bags was ridiculous.
Yep.
And some of them were talking. I talked to a few of them, you know, that caught tags. And, you know, I mean, they were talking about catching topwater fish in 50-something-degree water. And then some of them were talking about the bedding fish. And that's you know, still the whole trap chatterbait. And there were several of them guys that were still Alabama rigging in 10-foot of water. So it's pretty much whatever you like to do. If you spend enough time looking for it right now, you can find it.
That's what's impressive about here. And it seems like, you know, over the past 2 years, especially this year, you know, it just seems like it's turned on for some reason. But, like, it's really hard to come to Gunnersville right now and get, we'll say, 6 bites in case you lose one. If you get 6 bites, you're going to have over 15 pounds.
Well, yeah, they're so fat.
They're so fat, and there's so many of that 2 3/4 to 4 pounders in here. And I just can't wait 5, 6, 7 years down the road when those are all 4 or 5 pounders. You know, it's going to be ridiculous. I think this place is coming back. I think it'll be better than it ever was. I just don't think the pressure is good for them. I know the weights are still putting out, but I think if we could shut this place down with tournaments and stuff for a little while and let it rest, it'd be really nuts.
As much as we gripe about the floating eelgrass,
it helps.
It does. It gives a rest to some places.
Mm-hmm.
Normally at the absolutely wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, but there are areas right now. I mean, I drove over the river bridge in Gunnersville the other day, and there was an island of it floating down the river, and I'm like, man, it's March, and that stuff's already doing that. Yep. So, and you know, there's a lot of it. You know, you've seen it letting go, just the roots. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's dying, if it's thinner. Do you think there's the same amount of eelgrass out there right now that there was last year? Does it seem like it's less, same, more?
Honestly, to me, I think it's less. I think there's more hydrilla coming back than there ever has been.
And there was a little bit more last year. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said that last year. I said there's more hydrilla last year talking now than I've seen since I started fishing here. Mm-hmm. And then, maybe my first year I fished here, but in the past couple of years, most I've ever seen. And this year, it seems like there's
you've
like
seen some on the lower end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from the Mill Creek to BB Comer, you'd expect to see some of that mm-hmm. around. But
I'm glad it's coming back though. It's just weird though. The places I found it, I ain't really caught much in it. It's
like, these fish don't know what to do with it. Yeah. They hadn't seen it.
Yeah, they're like, that ain't eelgrass. What is that?
So was the water back up any at all yesterday? Is it still pretty low?
It's still pretty low. It seems like it's come up a little bit, but not enough. It really needs to come up some more. But
April 1st is in theory plug day on Gunnersville, you mm-hmm. know, and somewhere between the 1st and the 15th, they'll have it to full pool, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just maybe. So, and if we can get rid of whatever this blackberry winter or whatever we're in, I don't know what's blooming.
Yeah.
It's one of those. If we can get rid of that and it not be crappy on Saturday, like right now I looked at the Saturday weather and it had that flag that said breezy.
Yep.
And I went, that figures.
Yep. Yeah. Imagine that.
Imagine that. It's March. I mean, yep. That's kind of part of it. But you know, if we could just get, like, today's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Yeah. I was really hoping I got to go fishing today, but I was like, I got too much stuff to do. Because I had thought about picking up my boat from Freedom this morning and putting in and fishing until we come
together.
Until
we got together.
But
yeah.
I haven't packed a single thing.
So you're headed to the Classic?
Yep. Tomorrow morning. Okay. Yep. So I'm leaving out at some point. I don't know. Maybe. I got my girlfriend and Zach got his girlfriend, so
you just added 3 hours of that trip.
Yep.
And no offense, ladies, it's just
if
the way
we
it works.
Wanted to, I don't think my girlfriend listens to this. I might be
I
okay.
I doubt it. So.
I doubt it. Yeah, she don't. She's in college. She don't care about that. But
no,
I think if we say we're going to leave at 7, we'll probably leave at 8, and then stop and get breakfast.
7 sounds ambitious for four people in their 20s and two of them, being female.
Well, two of them fish a lot, so we should be able to leave by 7. Yeah, we should.
I was trying not to say. But yeah.
Well, you know, neither one of them are going to listen to this. It don't matter.
Right.
all of our listeners from out of town just don't message my girlfriend, told her I said that.
So are you working anything at the Classic, or are you just
in the bait works booth? I know I got to be at the bait works booth. Other than that, I'm just kind of moseying around a little bit. Most of the time I end up, I don't ever have to work any booths. I'm actually glad I'm getting to work the bait works booth this year. They're a new sponsor of mine that just come on board with me this year. Super excited about it. But I love all those guys over there. Luke will be over there with me, so we'll get to chit chat and, you know, shoot the bull over there. And then I'll be walking around. Most of the time I end up just talking to everybody, you know, hadn't seen in forever, and then I get called up and then I look at my watch. And,
imagine that.
Yeah. You know, it's hard for me to do sometimes, but no. So I'll just be walking around. My girlfriend will be miserable waiting on me to get done talking all day. So,
send her to the bar.
Yep. I'm just going to send her over and say, look, here's
now,
my credit
if
card.
If it wasn't so far away, your boy Luke's talking about having a party with some folks down there that really sounds like it'd be a good time.
Oh, I'm going. I am going. I done told my girlfriend, she's all in. She's like, we're going to that thing. She's never met Luke, so maybe she'll still be with me after she meets Luke. I don't know.
Well, when he says, hey, honey bun, how are you?
Yeah. Did you see what he posted on his Instagram story today?
Uh-uh.
I have to show you this. I wish y'all could see this on the podcast.
Maybe one day we'll get high-tech enough to do video.
Yeah, Luke's low budget. We're no budget.
That's about
he
right.
posted Trey heading to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It's a big box of honey buns.
And it was on.
You're not carrying the boat to Tulsa, right?
Yeah, and it was on an 18-wheeler on the interstate.
Oh, it's an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's fantastic.
I said they're headed to Tulsa to drop off my couple boxes for the weekend.
Only he would see run into that.
Exactly.
That is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. So, you're not carrying a boat or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just strictly.
Yep.
You'll be there till what, Sunday?
Yep, I'll be there the whole time. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be at the expo pretty much the whole time.
Then you got to get that girl back to school.
Yep, got to get her back by Monday night so she can get back to Auburn and go to class.
Yeah, and you got to. Yeah.
And I got to work so I don't get fired.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah,
probably because you like to fish and stuff. So,
too much.
Yeah. Speaking of fishing, this weekend there's actually a lot of things going on. If somebody, they're all kind of $100 plus tournaments. You know, mm-hmm. right now we don't have a $20-$30 wildcat that somebody just goes and jumps in for fun. I was talking mm-hmm. with somebody on Facebook about that last night. You know, a lot of people don't want to go play in the big ones unless, I mean, if you don't fish 2 or 3 days a week, it's hard to win one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just truth. It's just the truth. But you know, people don't mind to show up and throw $30 or $40 in something, and just in case they have that day.
Yep.
Those just don't exist right now. Nobody's putting them on.
Yeah. So,
and it's hard to have the time. I understand. Like the guy that had to run those honeycombs, he's fishing ABT, and he's like, he had somebody helping. He's like, man, I just can't do it. I don't want to be somewhere every Saturday. I always just went and fished them when there was nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like it's a void in my heart that something little, the little wildcats are missing. There is one out of Mud Creek. You can trailer, but that's a long ways from where I am. I'm not going to drive there and then go, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's a benefit tournament out of Waterfront. I just shared a bunch of stuff on Facebook and Instagram, I think, about that yesterday, the flyers for everything this weekend on the Bass and Big G page. And then Brittany out of Victory Sportsman's got the American Bass Trail that she's running. It's a $200 entry, but now they're paying like a lot of, I mean, it's, you know, 90% payback. I mean, it's a pretty strong, it's a pretty good deal. You know, if you want to go play in the big game. And then there's the NBT group out of Browns. And then there's a trail that's a Southern Bass League, but it's an open tournament. I don't know much where they're coming from, but they've been advertising it for a while. I believe they're legit, and it's going out of Browns. So not going to be any short. No high school tournament this weekend, which is amazing. Because we've
Shocker.
Had 2 or 3 weekends of those guys to go with. I didn't find it that crowded Saturday. I mean, there were people Saturday.
It wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
Now, not everybody was up in 2 foot of water.
Yeah,
there are a lot of them still looking for that thing that. So I don't, you know, I don't know. Thank goodness all those Angler's Choice guys left. They come, they spend a bunch of money. It's great for the economy, the tackle stores and restaurants and stuff. They all love it. But man, that was 260 boats. That's 520 people.
I went out there to practice on Friday, or not Friday because weather was bad, on Thursday, and I was like, I couldn't even find nowhere to drop the trolling motor. It was ridiculous the amount of boats out there. Because I seen a bunch of high school boats.
Yeah, you had spring breaks going on.
Yeah.
You got the spring breaks.
And then the Angler's Choice guys, and I'm sure there was some guys out there practicing for the Freedom Tour. I was just nuts the amount of boats that were out there.
And Saturday, I mean, there was a high school tournament out of Goose Pond, and we went up, and I saw some of them, but I mean, it was manageable.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, for the first 2 hours, when we really weren't catching any fish, and then we were by ourselves for a while, and I went, well, maybe we're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So it took us a little while to kind of figure it out, and you know, we caught 8 or 10 keepers and that many little ones, but it just, you know, just had one decent bite, and I did not see it on the bed, but I saw a light spot and pitched over there and you know, five pounder, you know, and we only needed 4 more of them.
Yep, that's right.
Instead of 3s.
Yeah.
So 55-60 degree water, fish are spawning, fish are pre-spawn, which means there'll be some post-spawners show up. The bluegill will get after it here, but the weather looks to mellow out. So, you know, hopefully we don't want it to happen too fast. I like it to drag on for a while.
Yeah, I like it to drag on.
I'd like to see it run through April because up next will be some shad spawn.
Yep.
So
can't wait. Then it's my time of the year.
And then before
that,
you know it, Trey's gonna be throwing a crank.
Yep.
So
can't wait for it either. They better come up with them Sunday nighters and Tuesday nighters by then.
The Sunday afternoon one started back the Sunday after time change.
Really?
Yep, sure did. Yeah. It's back.
I love those things.
Yeah, they're good. And when the days get a little longer, it makes it a little easier to make that drive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he started back on the 10th or 11th. Was that last weekend the time changed? Whenever it was.
Yeah.
And so they're back up and running. I think they've had 2. And he'll run through August or something.
I love those things in the summer. They're so much fun. You know everybody, you know, you're fishing against.
And I don't know if the Jacob Bice, the guy that runs the Tuesday deal, I don't know if he's going to start them back yet. He normally waits for it to warm up a little more summer.
Yeah, more like starts in May, middle of May.
Those will be starting up. Somebody put on a $25 or $30 wildcat for us, the folks that don't get to fish much. It's average folks, not the Trey Swindles of the world, can go fish in. So, it's hard to compete against these little turds that go fish 4 or 5 days a week.
I will say it's kind of crazy sometimes. Like the Sunday evenings, you know, we'll have 20 or 30 boats over there, and then like the Tuesday nighter, which is more of a high end.
Tuesday nighter, 3/4 of your wrap boats.
Yep. And it's a higher entry fee. I think it's $100
and
then
for a
4-hour tournament. But it's like we'll have like 8 boats. You know, and then the Sunday nighter will have like 30 or 40.
Well, it's because that's the price difference.
Yep, it is. And I get it. Not a lot of people are going to go on a Tuesday and throw
you're
out $100.
You're just going to try to beat Swindle. I mean, but your Uncle Swindle there.
Yep.
anyway, that's a wrap. Trey, I'm glad you're back. Have a safe trip to Tulsa.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
I don't ever say this. I always forget everything podcast rules are. Hey, if you're listening and you enjoy this, please tell your friends, like, and share. It really helps us. I'm supposed to say that at the front in case people are listening early and not late. But anyway, we do appreciate all the sharing information. I appreciate the people that I run into and meet that are asking about, hey, when are you going to do it? I'm glad you're back. When's Trey coming back? He's kind of funny.
He looks a little funny, too.
Well, we've got faces for radio. We'll just run with that. But thank you for listening. We'll be back here in a couple of weeks. I'll get Trey back in here, hopefully, and try to have somebody smarter than us on to talk. Until then, enjoy the floating draft.